God's word is a person. You can develop a relationship with the word. The more you give yourself to the word, the more you find out it is God himself and it is life itself. The word will make you what it talks about. Listen to the anointed man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, a man with rare gift of revelation, making known tangibly the presence, the life, and the power of God by the word. Hear and be healed in Jesus' name.
With his spirit. You must have your heart sensitive to his spirit. But that's not the first. That's the second. But the first is with his word. You walk with his word. So you must be after what the Lord is saying and what he has said. Praise the Lord. You must be after what? What the Lord is saying or what he has said. Amen. It must be in your mind. It must be in your thoughts. It must be a part of you. It must be something you constantly remind yourself and speak about. Amen. Going to bed, rising from bed, going to work, coming back from work. It must be a constancy. There must be a constant association with the word that he is saying or the word that he has said. Are you listening to me? That's how to walk with God. The substance of God is his word. So you certainly cannot lay hold on him if you don't lay hold on his word. Actually, you despise him when you despise his word. Praise the Lord. So you have to mean business with the word. Say amen. You have to do what? Mean business with the word. You know, there's no word of the Lord that has come to us this year that will fall to the ground. It will come to pass. Now, two things. It will always come to pass. But, you know, there were two women that came to see Jesus when their brother died. Actually, they called on Jesus and told him, the man you loved is sick. And Jesus delayed in coming. Are you listening to me? Okay, he delayed in coming and the man died, Lazarus. He died. And then Jesus didn't come immediately he died. He came days after he has been buried. And Jesus appeared. But within the time Jesus came, the first lady that welcomed Jesus, her name was Martha. I think it was Martha. Okay, Martha spoke so well. She had the language. She had the character. She had the attitude. She just rushed and met Jesus. I said, wow, good to see you. And then spoke with him and told him, well, it's good you came. But you know, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But I know that now that you're here, he shall live again. That woman was talking. And that excited the Lord Jesus. I said, go show me where he is. He said, no. He's been dead 4 days ago. And he's buried. By now, he's smelling. And as she said that, she took her walk and walked away. May I ask you, what kind of a woman is she? She had the language. She had the character. She's an actor. Are you listening to me? And we have several actors in church. They have the language. They know how to say it. They know how to talk. So when the woman was walking away, her junior sister came by. And her junior sister welcomed him. And then Jesus, you know, when the woman was walking away, Jesus made a comment to her. You know, but I told you that I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, if you believe me, you shall see the glory of God. So look at the key. You know, when you don't believe, you will not see, even when it happens. But when you believe, you will see when it happens. Amen. And sometimes unbelief, it's contagious. And it's a bad thing. You know, I related and dealt with several people. And I see people who have unbelief. But they don't know they have unbelief. Because they talk scripture. Are you listening to me? But I know they have unbelief. Let me tell you how to know. It's how you respond in the moment to the word of God and to the spirit of God, despising every other thing that is contrary to it. Now, if you're not able to do that, you know, I prayed with a woman one time, and I prayed and prayed my heart out. And there were several unbeliefs. So I settled with that woman. I stayed on the phone for 1 hour. Because I had my vision was running. I had like 5,000 and something. You know, then I have a build up of credits. So I go back talking to the woman. And I go back and begin to pray. And then the miracle, the power of God will hit her. And then she will rise up. And then she will fall back. Because she was seeing God as a physical being. So she wanted to relate to the power the way she could relate to her doctor. Do you understand? And then so she couldn't stand and act in faith on the word. She was standing and acting in faith on her body. And she was dragging me down. And I go back and I begin. And then to an extent, I was able to walk on her and push her out. And then I caught the phone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Several people are in unbelief. It's not a good spirit. Sometimes unbelief is hereditary. You know, their family is rooted in unbelief. And even when they get saved, they still tilt towards more unbelief. Now, unbelief is not necessarily what you say. It's how you act. It's how you respond to the power of God. It's how you respond to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. So, we have to take God's word how? We have to take God's word how? I say seriously. We have to take God's word how? Seriously. For you to walk with God, you walk first with what? And secondly, with His Spirit. Okay. So, I want to carefully just go through you what the Lord has been saying. Amen. Amen. You know, this is because we need to be conversant with it. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord, 2019, He said, it's the season of much fruit, the day of full joy. Praise the Lord. And He said, He has brought you to the land, to a fruitful field. And He has brought you to the time of harvest. So you are in the time of, and you are where? In a fruitful field. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And He said, your house is now the house of David. Glory be to God. Amen. Implying that you're going to get stronger and stronger this year. Hallelujah. Amen. When He anointed David, David began to run in the wilderness and began to run from one cave to the other. But finally, he brought out David. And the house of David began to grow. Say amen. Amen. Your house is what now? The house of David. Praise the Lord. And he said that you are like Timothy. You know, the mother of Timothy is called Lois. And the grandmother is Eunice. Or I think the mother is Eunice and the grandmother is Lois. Which of them? Praise the Lord. And Paul said, I see something in you that I saw in your mom. And then what I see in you that I see in your mom, I also saw it in your grandmother. Spirit of faith. Say it again. Say it again. Now, it can make a difference between life and death. Choosing to take the word and not the feeling. Choosing to take the word and not the senses. Choosing the word and not the natural. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to mean business with what? We have to mean business with God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have to constantly talk about it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at 3 John. 3 John, let's read from verse 1 to 4. 3 John 1 to 4. Just to refresh you a little bit. 1 John 1 to 4. Are you there? 3 John 1 to 4. Okay, let's read. 1 to go. The elder unto the well beloved Gaius, whom I love. Verse number 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Say, praise the Lord. Let's read verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, even as you walk in the truth. Verse number 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Say with me, the truth that is in you, the truth you walk in. Let's say it again, the truth that is in you, the truth that you walk in. Okay, so you want to know the truth that is in one person. It's knowing the truth he walks in. Praise the Lord. So the truth that is in you, the truth that you walk in. So he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The root of the prosperity of the soul is the truth that is in you, the truth that you walk in. The truth that is in you and the truth that you walk in. Are you still there? Say, praise the Lord. Are you still there? All right, let's go to the book of Psalm, chapter number 1. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse number 2. Let's read together, please, everybody. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Okay, let's say his delight is in the law of the Lord. But in his law doth he meditate day and night. Okay, let's say better. In his delight is in the word, and upon the word doth he meditate day and night. Say delight. Meditate, delight, delight, delight. Okay, let's say, I delight in your word. I delight in your word. And I meditate upon it day and night. Verse 3 said, and he shall be like a tree. Verse number 3, let's read together. One to go. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit
in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of sinners, sitteth not in the seat of discomfort, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and upon his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves will not fall down, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Say, praise the Lord. Alright, it means that when you go out, no matter what is going on, and no matter what is happening around you and to you, when you come back, you have to say, thank you, Father. My delight is upon your word. And then you begin to lift up what he said. Lift up what he said. What I mean, lift it up, is begin to say that as your delight. Say delight. Delight. Say it again. Delight. Now, to have a delight, is it just a word? Is it a word? It's an action. But it's involving. Does it involve the mind? Does it involve the emotions? Does it involve the will? Okay, but is it automatic? It has to be worked on. Are you listening to me? Okay, now, have you ever had a delight on something? There's something that you delight in. Let's say a TV commercial or a TV program. And then you're cooking or you're in the room with some visitors or with some people. And that program begins. And you delight in it. Tell me what you will do. Now, you will stop the discussion and say, please, we will continue afterwards. You guys are around, but this program is for 20 minutes. So you end and you rush. Why do you do that? You delight. But how did you get that delight? How did you gain it? What did it come into you automatically? Okay, you would have watched that program first. And again, and again, and you saw the trend, and you saw what they want to convey. Are you listening to me? And you watch the actors and the characters, and then you saw something you like. Praise the Lord. So over time, delight builds. Amen. But whenever delight comes, it's involving. It must include and commit the emotions and the will and the mind and the body. Are you listening to me? So what does delight take? What does it involve? It must include the emotions. It must include the mind. It must include or take the will. And it must carry along the body. Say delight. Say hallelujah. Blessed is the man. Everybody, let's say it together. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of discomfort, who does not walk in the way of sinners, who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight, 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 delight is in the word of the Lord. Now listen, to say you have a delight. I have a delight in the word of the Lord. No, that's not it. Delight is active. What you do is when you come back, you go there. You go there. Go to the book of, I'm not saying go, but I'm mentioning. You begin to go to the chapter of what, and begin to say what it's saying. Begin to read what it says. Think about that. You just came home. It doesn't matter what the natural is saying. It doesn't matter the reports they gave you. It doesn't matter what is going on. You just come. And you turn to a page that began to say, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not his benefit. Who forgives me from all of my iniquities? Who heals me from all of my diseases? Who delivers me from all of my destruction? Who anoints my head with tender mercies? Crowns my head with loving kindness and tender mercies? And satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. You open there. You open there. And say to the Father. Come on, are you listening? You open. What did I say? You open there. Don't be an actor. Have your life in God's word. So you open there. And then as you open there, you begin to read it. And you begin to say to the Father, this is what I delight in. This is what I delight in. My delight is in this. My delight is in this. Hallelujah! And I give the meditation of my heart to this scripture. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! For the Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Hallelujah! Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, like I told you, for you to have a shadow, then the substance that created the shadow must be present. So think about this. You walk in the valley of the shadow of death, implying that the spirit of death is close by. And if you ever known the spirit of death, when he comes, it's the height of fear. Now, it's not the kind of fear that you say, I'm afraid. It's the kind of fear that subdues you. You will not be able to talk. Your head will rose. The hairs of your head will stand erect. Your whole skin will almost be vibrating just because the spirit of death appeared. Now, some of you may not have noticed this physically, but sometimes in your dream, when you see a manifestation of the spirit of death, you just see almost, it's like your being is almost leaving your body. And then you stand frozen in your own self. You don't even know what to do. You can't utter a word. The spirit of death is terrible. But look at how terrible this is. The Bible said, even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Everybody shouted with me. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. I said, say it. For thy rod and thy staff, they encompass me about. Are you still here? Everybody say, praise the Lord. For you, are you still here? Prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's the height of insult. Your enemies are coming with bows and arrow, and you're eating. You catch the point. There's those films we used to watch, Frank Nero. I don't know those of you that walk the jungle. It's an old cowboy film. Did you watch it? Django. So, when that guy, you want to attack him, he's eating. But he's eating with a silver spoon. So he's watching the spoon. He takes, but you don't know he's watching the spoon. And then as he's watching the spoon, he's looking at your image on the spoon. So he's not looking at you. He's just eating. So you think you've gotten him. So you want to pull your gun, your sling, just by your side to finish him. He just knocks you off with that spoon and pierces you with, you know, eating with a fork, and then stabs you with the fork, and then pulls his gun and shooting begins, and off he escapes. They say, Django! And he goes! Praise the Lord! You catch the point. I don't know if I got the name right, but as I said it like this, some of you might catch, and I have an idea when you were small of that film. It's an old cowboy film. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So here you are eating.
Praise God.
And they're coming to catch you. And when they came, the fowl that you're eating, and you're still eating. For he anoints your cup. He anoints your head with oil, and your cup runs over. You come back home, you go there. I said, Father, this is my delight. This is my delight. Then you go through it. And then you declare to him, upon this, I will meditate day and night.
Walking with the word. What am I talking about? Walking with the word.
Say praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 64, verse number 7. Are you here? Can I see you raise your hand above your head? Just wave it above your head. Let me know you're here. Praise the Lord. Wave it above your head. Can I see you stamp your foot on the ground? Let me know you're here. Say, I'm active. And I'm alive. I'm here with my heart. I'm here with my soul. I'm here with my physical body. I'm totally involved and committed. Say amen. Amen. Say it again. Amen. All right. The book of Isaiah chapter number 64, verse number 7. Now, to help you appreciate that, we can read verse 4, 5, 6, and 7. Want to go? Neither had the eye seen, O God, beside it, what he had prepared for him that waited on him. Let's read it again. Everybody want to go? Let's read it again. Okay, to wait on him is a heart of prayer. Praise the Lord. That's number one. To wait on him is a heart of prayer. To wait on him is to fear him. To wait on him is to love him. And to wait on him is to trust him. So how many things have you heard about waiting on the Lord? The first one is what? It's the heart of prayer. Glory be to God. What's the next thing you heard? Talk to me. It's the fear of the Lord. To wait on him. Dead that fear the Lord. Is dead that wait on him. Praise the Lord. What's the third thing you heard? There that love him is there that wait on him. You know, in the book of Romans chapter number 8, it said, likewise the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings too deep to be uttered in words. For he that knows the mind of the Spirit prays according to the will of God. Amen to Jesus. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the word to them that love him there can also be translated as to them that wait upon him. Then it can also be translated to them that fear him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said the secret things of the Lord is reserved to them that fear him. Do you understand me? Say amen. Amen. Okay, so let's keep reading. Let's read verse 5. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and walketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in their ways, in thy ways. Behold, thou art wrought, for we have sinned in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. Okay, verse 6. But we are all as unclean thing. All our righteousness are us, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Verse number 7. Everybody say praise the Lord. Say it like you believe it. Alright, let me read it for you. And there is none that calleth upon your name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you here? All right. This morning, I want to just briefly talk to you about Walking by faith. Walking by faith. That's the message of the day. So what am I talking to you about? Walking by faith. To walk by faith requires that you hear what he is saying. Amen. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse number 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you look at Romans chapter 10 verse number 17? Just look at it. Just look at it. It won't take much time. Romans 10 verse 17. One to go. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, so here is somebody who wants to walk by faith, and is not hearing. It's not hearing what he's saying. Can he walk by faith? Let's read it again. So there must be a constant association with the word for you to walk by faith. Praise the Lord. Okay, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you walk by faith, you're not walking in the natural. You're walking in the supernatural. When you walk by faith, you're not walking with the shadow. You're walking with the substance. And you know, shadows always will change depending on the direction of the sun. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you walk by faith, you're not walking where? In the natural. You're not walking in the natural. You're walking where? In the supernatural. You're not walking in the shadow. You're walking with the substance. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not walking in the senses. You're walking with the Spirit of God. You're not walking where? With the senses. You're walking where? With the Spirit of God. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I know, you know, many of you, you've heard about it so much that, you know, when it's being talked about, you just get angry or you just get wild. Is there nothing else new to talk about? Amen. But just listen to me. Something will happen to you now. In Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. Now, the scripture we read in the book of Isaiah chapter number 64. You could see the plan of God. You could see the heart of God towards you. How much he wants to do. The great things he wants to do. He said, even the things he has prepared for you, nobody knows about it. It's so big that it's bigger than you could ever imagine. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to me. Say hallelujah. That's what verse 4 said. But as you go down and begin to read it, he said, for there is none that calleth upon me, that stir up himself to take hold of me. And why don't they do that? Because they're saying that he has consumed us because of our iniquities. And he has hid his face from us. So, look at it. You know, you become your own problem. You interpret God to yourself the way he is not. Are you listening to me? Praise the name of the Lord. So walking by faith. For you to walk by faith, the hindrance in the life of many people is themselves. Are you listening to me? You conclude on yourself. You judge yourself. You give yourself the results before the result shows up. You just say, I know it's because I'm a sinner. I know it's because I reduce the way I pray. I know it's because I am keeping this company and association. Are you listening to me? So you conclude your failure before it even manifests. Are you listening to me? Now that it becomes a hindrance to walking by faith. In what, for you to walk in this case, their problem was themselves. It was not God. God has a bigger plan for them. Praise the Lord. God has what? A bigger plan for them. But their plan, but their self was their own problem. Amen to Jesus. Look at what it implies. When you call upon Him, like we have been doing this season of prayer, when you call upon Him, look at what you do. You stir up yourself to lay hold on Him. What does that mean? Reach out. Take a step. Move towards it. Are you hearing me? Move how? Towards it. Move towards it. Go in the direction of it. Go in the direction of your faith. Go in the direction of your prayers. Amen to Jesus. Now the reason is, the victory is at the end of your faith. Amen. The victory is in your faith. So if you're not moving towards that direction, you can't see it. Did you get that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's none that call on His name that stirred up himself to lay hold on Him. You have to do that. You have to move towards your faith. Move towards your prayers. Move towards what you have asked of the Lord. Say amen. Say hallelujah. In this season of prayer, you know, every prayer you make in this season of prayer, the Lord has answered. The Lord has granted. The Lord has given to you. But look at it. Move towards it. Move towards it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't hold back because of you. Don't judge you and announce your own failure. Move towards your faith. Move towards your prayers. In Jesus' exalted name. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking by the word. I tell you a story. In the book of Jehoshaphat, not the book of Jehoshaphat, in the time Jehoshaphat was king over Israel, the sons of the group of people came to battle with him and surrounded the whole Judah. Amen to Jesus. And then he called for prayer meeting and they began to pray. And then while the people were praying, one of the sons of the Levites shared a prophecy. And the prophecy is, Jehoshaphat, you will not need to fight in this battle. Amen. You will not do what? Need to fight in this battle. Okay, so when the word came, he said, you will not do what? Need to fight in this battle. He said, but tomorrow go. Everybody said, tomorrow go. Tomorrow go. But you will not need to fight in this battle. That's contradictory. Because it implies that if you don't need to fight in this battle, then you should relax. He will do the battle and give you the victory. But yet he said, tomorrow, go. If I'm telling the story right. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are several times in the Bible where that was written. You know, he said, you don't need to fight. But go. So that's how you respond to God's word. Responding in faith is move towards what he is saying. Amen. Let's read the book of Isaiah chapter number 60. I just want to talk to you about walking in the spirit. Isaiah chapter number 6. Verse 1. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Let's read verse 2. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. Verse 2. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts. This is King Uzziah. Now, I tell you a little about King Uzziah. He became king over Israel at the age of 15. I think 15 or 16. And he reigned for 52 years. He reigned for how long? And the Bible said he sought the Lord and he prospered. So King Uzziah steadily prospered, steadily increased, and became a very mighty king and one prospered of the Lord. He walked with God for 52 years. And suddenly, he took it upon himself to offer incense to God. And went to the temple to offer sacrifices to God. And when he went to offer sacrifices, the priests and the team of his workers came and withstood him and said to him, It's not your duty to do this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And they withstood him, the king of Israel. And he got furious and got very angry. Don't worry, I will be rounding up. He got furious and did what? Got very angry. And raised the incense he was using to offer the sacrifice. And at that moment, God hit him with leprosy. Now King Uzziah became leprous. And they thrust him out of the temple. And he remained leprous as a king of Israel. For 5 years. And he died like that. Because he was furious. Are you listening to me? Now, this is the temple. The same temple where Isaiah was. And then, this was also the same area he saw the Lord. He said, if King Uzziah, who served the Lord for 52 years and walked with him, could just die. And stricken with leprosy. Who am I? So he said, Woe is me. Say, Praise the Lord. Say, Hallelujah. Now look at the difference. It's in the response. The man responded in anger. Isaiah responded in humility. Okay, look at this again. Isaiah, glory be to God. You know, most of the time we have assumptions. We have assumptions. You just say, because it's been going like this, it has to go like this. Because it's been this way, it has to be that way. That's not the way to follow the Spirit of God. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At every moment, there is a leadership. At every moment, there is a leadership. Just try and ask, what is the Spirit of God saying? Be sensitive to Him. You know, I was telling you, walking with God is walking with what? His word first. And walking with what again? Second. Just ask yourself, what's the Spirit of God saying? What is the leadership He's given me? And the leadership He gives you at a particular time will not be the same with the leadership He gave you at the other time. Just listen to Him. Now, if it's not constant, then it requires you don't assume. If it's not constant, it's required you don't do what? Don't assume. Wait on Him. Don't assume. Wait on Him. Listen to Him. Have a heart that is open to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Say amen. Amen. So when you walk with the Word and walk with the Spirit, you will walk in the fullness of the blessing. Everything God is saying this year, you will experience. Amen. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. You will observe. You know, some people will say, wow, it's just like what the Lord said. It's just like what the Lord said. All those people that keep saying, it's just like what the Lord said, they would have been fellowshipping with what the Lord said. they would have been staying with what the Lord said. They would have been spending time with what the Lord said. And they would have been listening to the Spirit to check out His leading. Are you hearing me? Say praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Amen. Did you hear me? Say amen. Say praise the Lord. You know, these two things requires an engagement. It requires a walk. It requires a commitment. Amen. God will not tell you when He wants to manifest. Do you know? He will not tell you. He will not tell you what He has put on your part. But He requires that you hold on His word. Are you hearing me? Okay, here you are. You are needing 300,000. You're crying deeply for it. Hello. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He may, but not all the time. He might not tell you, I've kept 300,000 for you. I'll bring it on Thursday. He might not say that. He might not say, go here. I kept it there for you. He might not say that. But He has kept it for you. Amen. He has released it for you. But what are you required to hold? The word of it. What are you required to hold? The word of it. And get your comfort. And get your joy. And get your consolation. And get all you will have. If you see that 300,000 in your hand, have it before His word. Allow His word and presence to break you. To get across to you. And as you begin to do that, your eye will open to see the 300,000. So you might not, He might not really tell you when exactly. People, are you listening to me? Amen. Say with me, walking with the word, walking with the spirit. Say it again, walking with the word, walking with the spirit. Say it again, walking with the word, walking with the spirit. Walking with the word, walking with the spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the key to everything God will do. God is doing in 2019. Walking with how? And walking with how? What again? The spirit. The spirit. Each of them requires fellowship. Each of them requires, it requires your body, your soul, and your heart. It requires what? Say it again. Amen. Have you ever been before something you really want to hear? How is your attitude towards that thing? Let's say, I come to tell you something you really, really want to hear. How will you sit on your seat? You sit at the edge with so much eagerness. That's the way the physical body responds. Amen. Amen. It requires your body. It requires your soul. Your soul contains your mind, your will, your emotions. And it requires your heart. With your heart, you believe. You will see that at the middle of this year, you will say, it's just like what the Lord is saying. Because you are experiencing it. Full harvest. Full harvest. Hallelujah. Full joy. You know, full joy comes out of what? Full harvest. Harvest. Plenty of it. And harvest of full of fruitfulness comes out of what? Prayers. Amen. 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 Are you listening? Amen to Jesus. It requires your body, it requires your soul, it requires your heart. With the heart, a man believes. You walk in the word and you walk in the spirit. And both of them requires constant fellowship. Don't let anyone steal it away from you. Did you hear? Can you stand down on your legs? Your foot. You walk by faith. Amen. You be led of the Spirit. Amen. The steps of a righteous man is all that of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I have you lift your hands to the Lord? Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Amen. So say with me, in the name of Jesus. Say like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. I make my commitment today to the Word of God. I'll delight in it. I'll meditate upon it. Day and night. I make my commitment to the Word. I make my commitment to the Spirit of God. I walk with the Word. I'll led of the Spirit. I walk with the Word. And I'll be led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I walk with the Word. I walk with the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I commit to the Word. With my body, with my soul, with my heart. In the name of Jesus, I commit to the Spirit of God. With my body, with my soul, with my heart. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. I will fellowship with the Word constantly. Constantly. I put it before my eyes. I put it in my mouth. I put it in the midst of my heart. Constantly. 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 I will walk and live in sensitivity of heart to the Spirit of God who dwells in me. For my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which I have of God, and I'm not my own, for I am bought with a price. Father, I reckon with the presence of the Spirit that lives in my physical body, that lives in me. Father, I fellowship with the Spirit. I walk in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, I make my commitment today to the Spirit of God. To the Spirit of God. To the Spirit of God. The Spirit of holiness. He is the Spirit of holiness. He is the Spirit of holiness. He is the Spirit of holiness. And He lives in me. He lives in me to witness for Jesus. Do you realize if you have in you the Spirit of holiness, what are you expected to be? Holy. So as you're sensitive to Him, what will that make you? Holy. You move tend towards holiness. He is the Spirit of holiness. And He's in you as a witness that your body is holy unto the Lord. Are you here? Raise your hands again, please. In the name of our Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fullness of blessing has come to you. You've come to a fruitful field. You've come to the day of harvest, the time of harvest. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Lord has brought you to a fruitful field. And the Lord has brought you to a fruitful field in the time of harvest. Now you will have full joy, because this is the day of much fruit.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Experience something different, strong and powerful every Sunday, 9 a.m. main service, Monday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Wednesday, 6 p.m. believers meeting at Here's a Better Things Church, 5 Odo Street by Stadium Link Road, Romola, Port Harcourt. For these and other messages of the man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, please call +234 9099 251 775, or you can call +234 9099 043 977. Remain blessed.